Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father and our Lord Jesus. Amen. The human voice is a powerful thing. In fact, I think it's safe to say that there are many famous people who are recognized more for their voice than for anything else. Think about the booming voice of James Earl Jones behind the mask of Darth Vader, or the deep, soothing voice of Morgan Freeman. Think about your favorite singer or a particular sportscaster whose voice you may have heard so many times on the radio without actually seeing their face. Yes, there are many famous voices in our world, but have you ever stopped to think about what the voice of Jesus sounded like? Was he a tenor or a bass? Was his voice deep and booming or quiet and gentle? Of course, none of us knows because none of us have ever actually heard Jesus physically speaking, but in a way, we do know the voice of Jesus. And today, the voice of Jesus calls you. The voice of Jesus calls you, first of all, away from thieves and robbers, and second, it calls you into his sheep pen. The opening verses of today's gospel lesson introduce the idea of a flock of sheep with their shepherd. Now, in the countryside of Wisconsin, we don't often see shepherds and flocks of sheep roaming about, but in Jesus' day, this image would have been rather common. Those listening to Jesus speak would have been familiar with the idea of a shepherd leading his flock by voice. It's kind of like this. Imagine a sheep pen full of sheep who belong to a bunch of different shepherds. If one of those shepherds came up to the pen and called for his sheep would immediately recognize his voice, and they would follow him. In fact, they wouldn't follow anyone else other than their shepherd. Of course, the connection Jesus is making here is this, that his flock, his spiritual flock, will follow his voice. Yes, as believers in Jesus, as members of his spiritual flock, we know his voice. And how have we heard that voice of Jesus? Well, this gospel lesson from John chapter 10 is just one example. Here we have the very words of Jesus recorded and passed down for us to read and to benefit from. Really, throughout all of Scripture, we hear the voice of Jesus speaking to us. The Holy Spirit has worked through that voice of Jesus to bring you to faith and to strengthen your faith. Just think of all the opportunities that we've had to hear the voice of Jesus speaking to us in the past few months. At Christmas, we heard him crying from the manger. We heard him calming storms and feeding thousands with just a word, calling his disciples to follow him. We heard Jesus witnessing to the truth before Pilate and then crying, "It is finished," from the cross as he paid for the sins of the world. Then on Easter morning, we heard Jesus speak words of peace and comfort to the women and to the disciples. Yes, what a tremendous blessing and privilege it is to hear the voice of our shepherd, Jesus. If you look closely, though, at this reading from John 10, you'll notice that Jesus isn't speaking directly to people who know his voice. Right at the beginning of this reading, Jesus identifies his audience. It's the Pharisees, and this is what he says to them. He says, "Very truly, I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way is a thief and a robber." Just before this speech, Jesus had healed a blind man, but the Pharisees, instead of recognizing Jesus as the Son of God and praising him for that miracle, they decided to investigate the healing. They treated the man who had been healed suspiciously, and they worked against Jesus the whole time. The Pharisees were the spiritual leaders of their day. They should have been leading people to Jesus, but instead, they were leading people away from him. What Jesus is saying is this: you Pharisees, you are the thieves and the robbers. Your voices are leading people astray from the true shepherd. So I ask you, who or what are the thieves and the robbers in your life? What things try to prevent you and maybe often have prevented you from hearing Jesus' voice? Maybe it's the excuse that you're too busy this weekend to spare an hour for church, or too busy to spend time in personal devotions, places where Jesus speaks to you. Whatever the specific excuse is, and I've heard very many of them, that excuse has become a thief and a robber. It's ripping you away from hearing Jesus' voice. Maybe it's something that causes you to doubt the voice of Jesus. Maybe you see all of the bad things going on in the world around us, and you conclude that we must all be headed for ruin. That doubt has become a thief and a robber. That voice of doubt is muddling the voice of Jesus in your life. It's become a repetition of the ancient lies of the devil saying, "Did God really say that he's ruling the world for your good?" Dear friends, don't listen to those voices. Those voices are trying to prevent you from hearing the voice of your true shepherd. Don't listen to those voices because you're part of God's flock. Yes, you know Jesus' voice. Like our gospel lesson says, Jesus' flock who knows his voice will run away from thieves and robbers. You'll run away from thieves and robbers, again, because you know the true shepherd's voice. That's why we make every effort to be in church regularly, to hear God's word regularly, to be frequent students of God's word, because it's here that Jesus speaks to us. He speaks to us through those that he has entrusted to care for our spiritual well-being. We can trust Jesus' voice because he is our true shepherd. So we've seen that every time that you hear God's word, the voice of Jesus calls you. First of all, his voice calls you away from thieves and robbers. But his voice doesn't just call you away from those bad things. Jesus' voice also calls you into his sheep pen. And as members of Jesus' sheep pen, we have some remarkable benefits. As Jesus continues his message, he says, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep." Now, this is considered one of Jesus' seven I am statements in the Gospel of John. These sayings are among Jesus' most well-known and most loved sayings. Many of us are very familiar with Jesus as the bread of life, the light of the world, the resurrection and the life and the vine. But Jesus as the gate might be a little less familiar and maybe a little less clear. So what exactly does Jesus mean by saying, "I am the gate"? Think for a moment about this church. There are multiple ways that we can come into this church, right? We can come in through any of the doors. There are six of them in the back. There are also some doors on the side. When it comes to entering this church building, we have options. But when it comes to Jesus' sheep pen of believers, there's really only one entrance. By calling himself the gate, Jesus is saying that he is the one way into his sheep pen. We can't enter through the gate of our own good works or through the gate of our earthly possessions or through the gate of any other so-called God like Buddha or Allah. Jesus is the only gate that gets us into his sheep pen. And in verse 9, Jesus explains it further. He says, "Whoever enters through me will be saved." Jesus is the only gate by which we enter into salvation. This is in sharp contrast to what the thieves and the robbers we talked about earlier bring us. Jesus says that the thieves and the robbers have come only to steal and kill and destroy. This is why it's so important to follow Jesus' voice. His voice and his voice alone brings salvation, while the voices of the thieves and the robbers lead to destruction. How blessed we are, though, to know Jesus' voice. We're not destined for destruction. We've been saved. As believers in Jesus, we have entered through the one true gate. We are members of Jesus' spiritual flock. We've come into his sheep pen, and that comes with some great benefits. We've already mentioned salvation. And in the last couple verses of this gospel lesson, Jesus lists three more of them. First, he says that we can come in and go out. This basically means that we have freedom. We're no longer slaves to sin. We're free to serve God. We don't have to worry about whether we've done enough good deeds because Jesus has accomplished our salvation for us. Now we can serve God and our neighbors with joy. Second benefit, Jesus says we find pasture. Just like earthly shepherds provide for the physical needs of their sheep, our shepherd, Jesus, provides for all of our needs. We can be satisfied and content with our earthly lot because we know that Jesus has addressed our most important need. He has saved us. And now we have his sure and certain promise that he will continue to provide for us. And finally, Jesus says, we have life and have it to the full. What a beautiful picture of the abundance of blessings we have through Jesus. Yes, because our good shepherd gave up his life for us, we have eternal life. Our lives have meaning. We have peace and a certain confidence in our heavenly home, but already right now, we can live lives overflowing with God's goodness, even as we look forward to that eternal home in heaven. Friends, let's treasure and enjoy all these great benefits of being in Jesus' sheep pen. I started this message today by listing some famous voices that many of us know well. Then I asked what Jesus' voice sounded like. And of course, while it's true that none of us have physically heard Jesus speaking, as members of his spiritual flock, we have heard Jesus' voice. We've heard Jesus' voice as he speaks to us in his word, as he calls us away from thieves and robbers who seek to destroy us. We've also heard the voice of Jesus as he calls us into his sheep pen, and as we enjoy all the wonderful benefits of being in that sheep pen. But I've saved one final benefit of being in Jesus' sheep pen for now: hearing Jesus' voice. That's right, hearing Jesus' voice, not just his voice as it's recorded in Scripture or read to you by a pastor. The benefit of literally hearing Jesus' voice, a privilege you will have on the last day when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out. That day when the righteous will rise to live, that day when your great good shepherd will call your name, like he called Mary's name on that first Easter morning so long ago, he will call your name, and you will hear his real beautiful voice in all its wonderful glory. Your body will come out of the grave and will rise to your eternal home in heaven, where you will use your own voice to sing the unending praises of the one who called you away from thieves and robbers and into his sheep pen, your good shepherd, Jesus. Amen.